having trouble getting our Norton internet security thing put on. We just had to we just re-upped online. We can't get it to come up at all.
Okay, you're going to have to contact Norton on that. That's third-party software. I'm not able to troubleshoot that. That's out of my support boundary.
All right, but you could tell me how to call them then, couldn't you?
What you have to do is contact Symantec. I don't have the number right offhand, but if you dial 1-800-555-1212, they should be able to tell you where their troubleshooting number is.
Okay, well, here's the problem. It's coming up, and it's saying that it can't... it says, just a second.
Sir? Sir?
Hi. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm not, unfortunately, I'm not able to troubleshoot that problem because that's out of my support boundaries. That's third-party software.
Yes, we know that. Tell them what it says.
It says, let's see, error with communicating with server. Ensure that you have active connection and proxy settings are correct.
Well, again, that's going to have something to do with the...
That's not going to have anything to do with
the connection.
With what?
That's not going to have anything to do with the connection. That's the problem with the software. You're going to have to get a hold of Symantec and have them troubleshoot for you. That's out of my support boundaries. Okay?
It get in trouble with whom?
Symantec, the makers of Norton Internet Security.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you have to get hold of them, okay?
Well, it says put in your URL, and we don't know that. Are you there?
Are you in front of the computer?
What? No.
In front of the computer?
Yes, you're in front of the computer.
Yes, I'm in front of the computer. Here, I'll let you talk to my husband, because I'm hard to hear.
She spent some time, and it asked for the URL.
Which URL? I mean...
Well, hell, I don't know. Good grief. It says, error communicating with server, and ensure that you have active connection and proxy setting, if any, are correct.
Are you connected right now, sir?
I've got my screen on. Where should I go from there? I've got my startup screen on.
You need to connect to the internet before anything else. Can you connect to the internet while we're...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, I should be coming up. I've got MSN on right now.
MSN?
Yes. What do you want? What should I put on?
Are you talking the MSN website, or are you connected to right now?
You just said, can you get on the internet? I just got on the internet, and it's the MSN homepage. Now, where do you want me to go?
So you're connected right now.
I'm connected right now.
What is your username?
My username is...
Just a second.
Mm-hmm. I can get my mail and that kind of stuff. That's not the problem.
Just a second, sir. Did you call earlier today?
No.
Okay. Okay, up in the address bar, type in www.ebay.com.
Okay. Okay. And search for that.
Yep.
Okay. The top one says eBay. Is that what you want?
Okay. Where was this error message then that was coming up?
The error message was when she was trying to get the to install Norton.
Okay, I see. That is something you're going to have to talk with Norton on, because that sounds like their website may be down or something along those lines.
Okay.
I'll find out from them what's going on.
Okay, I'll ask you again now. What is your URL?
It's going to be what their URL is.
Theirs?
Yes.
It says, ask for yours, apparently.
Yeah, it won't be ours. If it's looking to trying to download Norton, it's going to be their website, not ours.
Well, do I have any identification numbers that I need to know about?
Identification numbers?
Yes. Okay.
What kind of identification numbers?
If they ask for, you know, anything about my setup here, I'm on an ISDN line, and so I'm local to to that particular setup.
Well, probably the only thing they're going to ask you for is what the serial number of your key for Norton Internet Security is going to be. That's
okay,
about it. I don't think it's going to matter about your internet connection.
Okay.
For a fact, that's running. If it's asking for a problem with the URL to download Norton, then you know that's where the source of the problem is. It's going to be between you and Norton, not us.
Okay. All right. But there's no number that I need to know about or give them, period, is what you're telling me.
Well, the key code for the Norton is...
I've got the key code. That's no problem. But
that's about all they'll ask for that I'm aware of.
But there's no 155 dot 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 whatever. You know, there's no address like that that anybody cares about. Is that correct?
Well, that's going to be something that they'll have to tell you. I'm not aware of anything.
Okay. Are there any numbers like that associated? You know, I've seen in the past like 192.00.00. You know, is there anything like that I need to know about?
No. What would that have to do with what we're discussing here, I guess, is what I'm asking.
In case they want to know how, you know, what my IP address is, I guess is what I'm
no,
to say.
No, it's dynamic. It's going to change every time you connect to the Internet.
Okay.
So you're not on a fixed IP, if that's...
Okay, that's my question. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Very good.
Okay.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye.
And he hasn't hung up. 1, 2, 3, 4. Sit and spin, Yankee whore.